This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
It's 3 o'clock somewhere. Time for a My Mochi ice cream snack. My Mochi ice cream is cool, creamy scoops of premium ice cream wrapped in sweet, pillowy dough. And get this, all of My Mochi's fabulous flavors like strawberry, mango, double chocolate, and cookies and cream are only around 80 calories per piece. Talk about a guilt-free, indulgent experience. Each box of My Mochi ice cream has 6 perfectly portioned, gluten-free mochis that are great for grab-and-go. So feel good while curbing your afternoon cravings or the midnight munchies. Yeah, you know who you are with the joyfully chill sensation of My Mochi ice cream. Find My Mochi ice cream at Target or visit MyMochi.com to locate a grocery store near you.
Oklahoma tornadoes.
A lot of damage. Tremendous amount of damage.
Israel rejects ceasefire plan.
Reaching an agreement is the absolute best outcome.
American soldier held in Russia.
Please do not torture him because he's a United States soldier.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, at least one death is blamed on powerful storms that spawned tornadoes in Oklahoma. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in a town 30 miles north of Tulsa that took a beating.
A tornado hit there, and the house is falling as a person trapped.
Overnight here in Barnstall, Oklahoma, scenes of utter destruction.
There's a large tornado right up there.
The houses leveled or completely torn down. The Howell family, including their baby, were trapped on the front deck.
I could hear the windows blow. I could see it hit with ceiling tiles.
Emergency management pleaded with people to stay off the road so first responders could get to where they were going.
Stay out of those damaged areas. We're having a lot of difficulty getting in to do assessments, to check on people.
Now to the Middle East, Israeli tanks have rolled into eastern Rafah, seizing a key border crossing just after the government rejected a ceasefire agreement Hamas had signed on to. Here's CBS's Ramey Innocencio.
CBS News has obtained a copy of the proposal Hamas approved. The 3-stage agreement, each 6 weeks long, calls for a permanent ceasefire, a swap of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinians in Israeli jails, and allowing displaced Gazans to return home with no restrictions. Across Gaza, rare sounds of joy rose last night as celebrations kicked off after Hamas greenlit the ceasefire plan. But cynicism, too, at Israel, which said it fell far short of its demands. Israel won't agree to a ceasefire, said this displaced girl in Rafah. They just want to attack us. That skepticism shared in Israel.
To save all the remaining hostages who are still alive.
Many families and supporters of hostages held by Hamas believe Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu wants to drag out this war for his own political survival.
I am for any deal that will bring home the hostages.
In Rafah, survival to live another day is the hope. At least 20 more people were killed in Israeli strikes overnight.
Here at home, a major event in New York City was targeted by demonstrators.
Pro-Palestinian protesters flooded the streets around the Met Gala. Many swiftly arrested by police in riot gear. They were seen pushing barricades down and getting close to the museum. The protests began at nearby Hunter College, calling for a day of rage to march uptown toward the Met Museum. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Protesters at MIT retook a barricaded encampment, and at the Rhode Island School of Design, a building has been occupied. Well, White House correspondent Nancy Cordes has the latest now on an American soldier who's jailed in Russia.
Just like to say hi to my mom and dad back home in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
Staff Sergeant Gordon Black was detained in Russia last week.
Please do not torture him, hurt him, because he's a United States soldier. Because that ain't right.
His mother, Melody Jones, told CBS News she last spoke to him about 2 weeks ago. He told her he had traveled from South Korea, where he was stationed, to Vladivostok, Russia, to visit a girlfriend. That girlfriend contacted her several days ago, claiming Black had stolen $100 from her.
She said he was arrested, let go, and then all of a sudden he was arrested, I guess.
Army officials now confirm Black was arrested on charges of criminal misconduct in a country that is listed as a do not travel zone for members of the U.S. military.
After his criminal trial wrapped up for the day yesterday, Donald Trump insisted he's ready to go to jail. He's been cited for contempt for 10 gag order violations, and the judge said jail is possible if it continues. CBS's Robert Costa is covering the trial.
When I talk to my sources close to the former president, they say he welcomes this showdown with the prosecutors. As he told me just a few weeks ago, he sees the courtroom as the campaign. The prosecution's probably going to take another 2 weeks, then the defense could call its witnesses, but this is moving quickly. This is a prosecution that wants to get this done.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
They scrubbed last night's planned launch of the much-delayed Boeing Starliner spacecraft with a two-person crew.
NASA Associate Administrator and retired astronaut Ken Bowersox is optimistic.
Good things are worth waiting for, and we'll get a chance to see that rocket and spacecraft lift off the pad here soon.
But how soon is the question, with United Launch Alliance engineers working through the night to determine whether or not they need to replace a rocket valve that kept opening and closing and created a buzzing noise that engineers could hear on the launch pad. NASA Commercial Crew Manager Steve Stitch.
We're going to launch when we're ready and fly when it's safe to do so.
Peter King, CBS News at the Kennedy Space Center.
As we hear from transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve, Boeing is the subject of a new FAA investigation.
Boeing self-reported to the FAA that it had learned that some company employees had failed to complete specific inspections on some 787 Dreamliners, but reported that check as having been completed. Essentially, it appears falsifying inspection records.
Now to Moscow. And the inauguration of Vladimir Putin, sworn in for a fifth term today. Former CBS News Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
President Putin has been sending some signs in the past few days about what the world can expect from his unprecedented fifth term in office. He said he'd visit China soon, where he's been trying to build warmer relations in response to the chill Russia's been feeling with the U.S. and Europe. And he said Russia would soon hold military exercises involving tactical nuclear weapons.
It's one of the largest hospital bankruptcies in U.S. history. Steward Healthcare operates more than 30 hospitals around the country. It pledges to maintain operations as it goes through the bankruptcy process. Audra Sprague, a nurse at a Steward hospital in Massachusetts, is skeptical.
This one company is going to come in and just destroy it and walk away and probably have no repercussions for it.
Miss USA Noelia Voigt has resigned. She writes on Instagram she will focus on her mental health. Voigt from Utah was the first Venezuelan-American woman to win the crown.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
U.S. News and World Report is out with a ranking of the best states. Utah is tops overall.
Gary Emmerling with U.S. News says a host of states are tops on their list for health care.
Hawaii, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, Maryland, Pennsylvania. So those are the top performers on our health care access one. Massachusetts is top for health care enrollment.
On education, Florida is tops on factors like those with advanced degrees and the amount of debt they have at graduation. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Rapper and media star Snoop Dogg is putting his name on college football's Arizona Bowl for what will be the first partnership between an alcohol brand, celebrity, and college bowl game. It'll be called the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. Gin and Juice is the first product from his new spirits company. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.